What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want. And reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. I called Dad's house. And Dad picks it up, and you can tell he's pissed off. He doesn't know it's me calling. Donut Dan says, Scott Malkinson is a South Park diabetes kid with a lisp. This guy picks it up. He's like, hello? I'm like, oh, hey, hi, who's this? Who's Dad? Hey, Dad, this is Eric Zane from WBBL, and I got word that you're upset about something we said. You're goddamn right I am. How dare you make fun of my kid's fucked up speech impediment? I'm like, oh, you're right. That is horrible. I tell you what, we're going to fix this. I'm showing up there and I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to buy some pumpkins. So I'm trying to get this guy, you know, I'm trying to disrupt the chain of command here. Because he's going to tell everybody. And Cumulus, at this point, and still is, an HR company that broadcasts radio shows. That's what they are. I get done with the show. I'm driving this little Honda Civic hybrid. And I drive to across the hard living line. I pull in to this. I'll never forget it. It was a small road, and then I pull into this gravel drive up to the double wide. There's appliances on the front yard, numerous rusted out vehicles, about eight dogs all going crazy, none of which are chained up, and they all look fucked, you know? They look like they haven't been pet since like the day they got them. And there's all sorts of giant empty food bowls tipped over and tires everywhere with grass growing out of the center part of the tire, you know, the opening. This is a catastrophe. And this guy comes out and it looks like he got mauled by one of the dogs. And he comes like limping over and I'm like, hey, how are you? And, I shake his hand and I can just feel that my hand now weighs more from the amount of anus cheese and smegma that is now on my hand. Hey, how are you? I'm Eric. Nice to meet you. Sorry to meet you under these odd circumstances. And now this guy's a fan of the show. And he goes, well, it's not your fault. And a little light goes off. I'm like, uh-oh, something's odd here. I go, yeah. And then he continues, goes, it's that fucking Ben Glaze. So I'm like, right there, I quickly do the math. I go, okay, he thinks Ben said all that crazy shit. So I did what everybody would have done. I said, I know. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of cleaning up his fucking mess. No, Ben didn't say shit. I think he might have played a drop or something like that or giggled. You know how Ben giggles? How he does? I go, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we've had this problem with him. We've warned him many times. And now here he is. And then the kid comes out. He's trying to talk to me. Now, the kid doesn't have a mental disability. I don't want you to think that I'm doing that. I'm like mocking those. He just talked fucked up. The kid was brilliant. But he's like, he speaks Cedar Springs. The kid doesn't even have a speech impediment. He just, no one talks to him. So that's how he communicates, through grunts, gurgles, and chirps. The kid speaks Cedar Springs. Tyler says, quote, yeah, Ben's been doing this for years. Back in the day, he mocked a sponsor's pants, which got me fired for it. So I go, all right, buddy. Well, I'm here to make it right. And the amount probably increases every time I tell this story, but I'm pretty sure I purchased $500 worth of pumpkins. Now, I didn't even want the fucking pumpkins. So I wrote him a check. I go, well, this is for your trouble. I mean, that's awful. I hope you get your diabetes dog ASAP. And he goes, all right, we'll pop the trunk. I go, that's okay. He goes, nope, a deal's a deal. You get these pumpkins. He put so many pumpkins in the back of that Civic Hybrid that the vehicle that normally gets like 50 miles to the gallon, it was getting the gas mileage of like an M1 A1 Abrams tank. The little motor is going, help me! It was so bad. And the thing, it's weighted down. Like you could tell that there was shit in the trunk. It's hundreds of pounds of pumpkin. Tyler says instead of candy, the Easy House was handing out pumpkins that year. Young Adam Schwab is here. He says, did you submit a request to be reimbursed for the pumpkins to accounts payable? I forgot one part of the story. After I got a hold of Pumpkin Guy, I thought it would be a good idea in case, because Gates did rat me out. Well, I can't say that for sure. He may have ratted me out. I don't remember. I don't want to say anything and then it not be true. But Michelle was like, you got to get ahead of this. And so then I called Lori and I go, hey, and she's like, yeah. And I go, hey, just a little something happened. There's a comment made. I'm like glossing over it, you know, but I'm fixing it because I'm going to make a sizable donation for pumpkins. And she bought it. And I ended up not getting in trouble for this. But I think the best part of that story was the guy thinking that it was all Ben's fault. It was one of my favorite moments when I realized that I'm off the hook. You know, there was a chance that Ben could get fired. But, I mean, when you are rolling the dice every day on your broadcast, especially at that radio station, they did not know what they were signing up for when they got me. Okay? They hired me on name alone. They had no idea what type of morning show I was going to be doing. The guy who was running the radio station at the time, a guy named Jeff Cartwright, he didn't listen to Free Beer and Hot Wings. He ran Cumulus Grand Rapids. But it's not like he knew what I did, how I talked, the things that I said, trying to do a radio show, which were often like, what? He did? Holy shit. So after enough times getting in trouble, those folks were like, uh-oh. They had buyer's remorse quickly, and they weren't able to wait it out, you know? We had lightning in a bottle on my old show. And it just did not translate over at BBL. But I still maintain that Ben and I did an excellent show together. It just never got off the ground. I remember the first times that I started to do morning show promos. So when you get done with the show, you take, hey, if you missed the show, this is what we did. And you play a clip that when you listen to it by itself, it should be standalone, funny, entertaining, or funny, interesting, or compelling. And if you can't gather that in the 30 seconds, you don't put it into a promo. Well, all my promos featured like some type of dirty joke or reference or something like that. And so the engineer, Dave Grant, he hears me. He hears one of the promos. No, it wasn't Grant. It was one. It was the sales manager, a guy named Rich Berry. And he comes in. It's like 1 in the afternoon. I'm still there working. He goes, I just heard a morning promo that said vag. And I go, yeah? You can't say that on the radio. I go, I say it all the time on the radio. The fuck are you talking about? Yeah, no one wants to hear vag on the radio. So then I had to be careful with my morning show promos. I'm like, oh, fuck. Dead giveaway. Trouble on the horizon. Man Bun Chris says, our favorite wheeze laugh is Ben Glaze's wheeze laugh. Chris in Buffalo said, Ben Glaze may have said ah or at most during that sequence. You know they're great moments when I can hearken back to them at any point in the future and the story gains another layer or another crack or is still entertaining. It's the being able to tell the story again and still make it interesting somehow. That is my gift from the Lord. And I will use that for as long as I can. As long as I am welcome here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce a few of my sponsors to you from today's show or for today's show. Again, I want to thank Irvine's. I wonder if I can get an update on how many people have shared the post that is pinned to the top of my Facebook page. All right. It is up to 4 times being shared. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, Saturday for Small Business Saturday. They have Santa Claus there from 9 to noon. Dogs and kids and families, welcome. You can get your photo with Santa. It's also free child seat inspections. Because as I understand it, everyone puts a car seat in wrong. You can also share it from Megan's page. Megan says, mine has 21 shares. It started at 19. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, of course kids are welcome. Kind of weird if kids weren't welcome. I don't know why I said that. All right. So go see Megan and the crew at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Hello to audience member Dave_ZMS. Hello to you and welcome. Give us a little bit of your background. Don't dox yourself, but tell us where you are enjoying the show from. And give me a topic and I will discuss it at length. It is not what I do. But who knows what type of goal that we could come up with if you did that. EZ's topic of the day. God, I had something else I wanted to get to, and it is now leaving my brain. Oh, I know what it is. I've been meaning to make this this recipe, and I'm going to share it with you. And I will also link it up in the show notes of this podcast. But this is now Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So this is day 5 of eating not like an asshole with 16 hours of fasting or more leading up to my food consumption. yesterday. I finished. Actually, I was 1,500 calories until this moment that I'm about to describe to you here, which just was not a binge. Dave underscore ZMS says, hello, Grandpa. I like your room. Well, I appreciate you, and I'm glad you do. So I ended up, I was sub 2,000, and typically I need 2,250 or 5,000 calories per day, or 2,250 or 2,500. So anything less than that is a win in my book. But at 8:30, I tried a recipe that I just made, and you need to know this because I think you can utilize this. So I follow all these mommy talkers that post these great recipes. So I tried this one, and again, I'll link it up in the podcast. In fact, let me just show you what this is. All right, so this is Mommy Talker giving us the recipe for the sweet potato buffalo chicken wrap.
Did you know you can make a two-ingredient, gluten-free, low-carb wrap in just 10 minutes?
I'm a little concerned that you're seeing this. I don't think you can actually see this right now. So let me hold off on this. I'll save it for another time. No big deal. I'll get to that later. With all the starting and stopping of this stream today, it has led to those shenanigans. A story that I'd been following all week, and you may have seen before, it was like, now, you know, I don't have a reason to talk about this. It's just a mystery. But now it's taken a turn, and I need to discuss it. Bear with me. Dave underscore ZMS is new, and I'm always interested in new people. Ask the question, can you fill me in on what you do on this stream, if you don't mind? Absolutely. And Megan chronicles it very easily there. A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. You will laugh hard at the things going on in my life, and you'll never be in doubt about where I stand on something. So, Dave, I used to do radio for a living, and then when that dried up, I wound up here. And somehow I have been able to develop the ability to talk for two straight hours, or hour and a half to two straight hours every day, Monday through Friday, and engage with the folks on the chat and talk about shit going on and interesting fun stories that may happen in my life. That's it. That's all I've done for like 7 years. When I started this podcast, the shows were like 15 minutes long. But I've put in the Malcolm Gladwell, is that the guy's name? The 10,000 hours in, and I could legit talk for probably 10 straight hours. And it seems to work. I'm able to make a living doing this with support from people like you. Hang on, I got to leave a text message. It'll be a bit, period. Doing my podcast, period. Someone's trying to reach me. So that's it. That's all I've done. If you want, you can follow me here on Twitch. You'll see when I go live. I do my show Monday through Thursday at about 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern time, usually a bit after that. And on Friday, an hour earlier, at about 9 a.m. Eastern time. The show is live on Twitch. Then I take the audio and I post it to all the podcasting platforms, and you can listen to the audio at your leisure. Piano Finger Banger says 10 a.m. plus or minus a half hour. I also have a Patreon where I do more content on there if you want more. If you like this enough, say, I can get behind this shit. Dave says, you are the coolest, man. keep it up. I think I'm going to be here. That's nice. Look, tell me your demograph, though. I want to know, like, male, female, age group, where you're at in the world. That's all interesting to the audience. And we like to welcome new people in all the time. Dave says, already followed. Appreciate you. I am in the great state of Michigan, Dave, USA. Okay, now that we have new audience member Dave up to speed, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh! I got it. So I kept hearing during the week that there was a story about some football coach in Virginia, a high school football coach. Dave's a dude about to turn 20. Welcome. So football coach is having a great year. High school football coach. And this is in like a rural community in Virginia. And so big that the team is slaughtering everybody through the high school football playoffs. And they're one game short of the state championship. And football coach is helping drive the team to victory. And then, hey, where's coach? I don't know. Where is he? I haven't seen him. He's not here for practice. And they can't find him. So, the story shows up, a coach missing. I'm like, what the fuck? Now, if you haven't heard of this story, because some of you by now have, if you don't know the ending of this story, can you please contribute on the chat? What would cause coach to vanish? Speculate amongst yourselves, and I will read them back. Now, again, I only want you to speculate if you don't know what's going on, because I think it'll be fun to do this. What it could be. I know I didn't think there is something that has happened here. And remarkably, you're both on the right track. Chris and Bob have a great guest. Dave says caught nude. I didn't think this at all, but you all did. Well, I think the context of me talking about it kind of leads you. Yeah, he's into kiddie porno. And he realized, I don't know how he got tipped off, but he realized that they were like driving to like bust him. Remember that scene in Shawshank when the warden, he opens up the shoebox and it's Andy's shoes. He's like, what the fuck? Wait, what the fuck are these shoes doing in here? And he's like, oh no, man, my money's all gone. That motherfucking Andy. He opens up the safe. He gets the fucking pistol out. He hears the sirens. He shoots himself. Boom. That's it. This guy did not shoot himself, as far as I know. He might have. But this dude, they had an idea that he was into kiddie porn. And I don't even think they were coming to arrest him. But they're like, hey, we got to talk to you. And as soon as like they tipped, I think that's what happened. Let me get into it a little bit here. Considered a fugitive following mysterious disappearance. Union High School football coach Travis L. Turner. Now, I'm going to search his name right now because as we speak, he might be being arrested. I don't see anything that indicates that Coach Turner has been found. Authorities announced yesterday they have 10 warrants to charge him with 5 counts of possession of kiddie porno and 5 counts of using a computer to solicit a minor. When everybody was wondering, hey, where's Coach? Oh, my God, what happened to Coach? The wife posted on Facebook, we don't know where he is. And then that post was deleted. So who knows where her brain is? I'm always so interested in the dynamic of, can you imagine being, here it is, the holidays, you're a, a, you, You got a husband. You probably have kids. And your life is just humming along. And then you find out that police think that your husband is soliciting minors for sex and beating his meat to kiddie porno. My God. The investigation is ongoing, according to Virginia State Police. He was reported missing Friday. That was a day, actually, after troopers went to his home in Appalachia, Virginia. Special agents were en route to the residence on Thursday as part of the early stages of an investigation, not to make an arrest, when they learned that Turner was no longer at the location. Our main priority is locating Turner safely. Leslie Caudill Turner, the wife of missing high school football coach Travis Turner, responded after her husband telling the Daily Mail that none of that is true. So she's maintaining, hey, it's a false accusation. He's a good dad and a good husband, and we want him home. That's it, she said. I don't know anything. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, you got to hope that she's right. We are all just hanging in there until we get news, she said. Authorities are searching for info. A video surfaced recently. Show him after the most recent big game when he said, yeah, thank the players. Our kids are great. We love them. They kicked ass. And he looks like any football coach, you know. He's got the headset. He looks like he's got the short haircut. He's a little chunky in the face, you know. Looks like he's in his 30s. But police are saying this about the guy. Cops think this about him. And to me, that says a lot. So who knows where that guy is right now, but I don't know. You know, some of these people who have a proclivity to engage in that type of behavior, you know, they're just waiting for the end to come. You know, I mean, there's always a chance that you will be communicating with a law enforcement officer on the other end of that communication. And the fact that there are ways to nab people when it comes to obtaining that type of material, to actually getting those types of images. I'm telling you, the internet giveth and the internet taketh away. The internet has made it so that these animals can get more of what they desire, but at the same time, bust a number of them. My God. David in Hudsonville says, caught by Chris Hansen. Mooney says he's a male. And then it says all caps. T-O-Y-C. ? I don't know if I can figure that one out. What does that stand for? Smitty Pack says we need to see a pic of this guy to determine if he fits the normal expectations. Yeah, you're going to have to look that up on your own because, like I said, I don't have the ability to share images or audio or a video with you. If you look up Travis Turner, if you look up Union High School football coach Travis Turner, you will see him. And you can make you can judge for yourself in the chat. TOYC is Teacher of Year Candidate. Mooney is, I think that's a term used by our friends on the Detroit cast, TDC podcast. Any teacher that I guess engages in this behavior is referred to as a TOYC. Outstanding. We can steal that. Smitty Pack has looked up the coach and says it just looks like a normal guy. All right. Yeah, I can never follow along with abbreviations. Always, I'm like, what? What does that even mean? Did you hear about, speaking of athletics and football, a side note on the story I'm about to tell you about. The coach of the Alabama University of Alabama, Birmingham, I think they are the Dragons, is a guy by the name of Alex Mortensen. And for any of you who have followed pro football over the years, you know the name Craig Mortensen. Isn't that Mort from ESPN? And he is not with us anymore, Craig Mortensen. He was a, unless I'm getting that wrong. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's Chris. It's Chris Mortensen. I got that wrong. Chris Mortensen was a legend. And his son got into coaching football, and he's the head coach of University of Alabama Birmingham Dragons. And Mort had to do a press conference the last week's game. You know how, like, when you're getting ready for the game, you have various rituals and prep that you have to do, whether you're a coach or a player. And, well, you know, all the players are getting ready for the big game against whoever, Dickhead State. And you might have guys who do their calisthenics or maybe eat a good breakfast, warm up on the field, stretch. Perhaps part of their ritual is sign a few autographs for adoring fans at University of Alabama, Birmingham, home stadium, wherever that is. Well, it's in Birmingham.
Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill, and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at UncommonGoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at UncommonGoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at UncommonGoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to UncommonGoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. That's UncommonGoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Well, in addition to those things by those players, there's another guy who has a new ritual that he's involved with, apparently. I hope it's not a ritual, but it did happen. The coach had to announce that one of their players stabbed two of his teammates hours before the game against University of South Florida. This is the most recent weekend's games. It's taking me forever to get to this story. After the stabbing, like, it's like, all right, I'm going to drink some Gatorade. I'm going to head to the trainer's table and stab those two guys over there. After they were stabbed and the dust settled, the team went ahead and played the game. Yeah, that's what you do when you're a football team. How many times have we been watching football, and while the broadcast is going on, the announcers will give you a great human interest story about a player that is playing through adversity. Dave, I see your request. By all means, type it out. I'll get to that after this, buddy. New guy, Dave. I mean, how many times have you been watching a game? Oh, boy, this Rose Bowl game is big for so-and-so. The players always play. They never take a day off. Today is big for so-and-so. 1 minute before the game started, his entire family was slaughtered. Pictures were sent to so-and-so with all of his family's heads on pikes. But here he is, playing the game. It's crazy. Oh, boy, here's so-and-so. Oh, my God. Just before kickoff, his wife died while giving birth to twins, and they're dead, too. And now he's on the field. Fucking football is just ridiculous. Said he wanted to play for his dead family. Man Bun Chris says it feels like that's all the NFL draft is now. Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, every time you a player is about to be drafted, essentially a person in the family has to be unalived. So that when you're walking on stage, you can have that story play just before you walk out, you know? Oh, here's so-and-so walking on stage, and it's a split screen, like, of his house burning down and the family running on the front lawn in flames, like that chick in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, you know? Just, ah! So the team went ahead and played. The two wounded players are in stable condition, according to Alex Mortensen. Several of the players opted to sit out due to the incident. Well, those aren't champions. The suspected stabber is in custody. Daniel Mincy, an offensive lineman who transferred to UAB in May, was arrested and booked on charges of aggravated assault and attempted murder. That's about it. It happened at the football operations building, and I wonder if there's an update on that. If I search Daniel Mincy update. Well, he's a big fella, like they said, an offensive lineman. I like the idea that new audience member Dave underscore ZMS can be here so quickly and feel comfortable enough to ask me for advice. And that's what it says here. And is polite when doing it. Thank you. Can I ask you for some advice? I don't want to interrupt, so just respond whenever you can. 100%. And I'm done with that story anyway. So. And some of the audience members in the chat may be able to provide some insight. I'm turning 20, and I'm working in video editing. Though the pay has been low, I recently joined Twitch to connect and learn from others. Any advice you can offer would mean a lot. All right, so I'm curious as to what you know and what you're hoping to gain. So you're suggesting like, first of all, I am a horrific video editor. I have basics down through Adobe. And I can make some very basic videos for my sponsors and things like that. Nick has a piece of advice. Work 110 hours a week. And that's a good joke, but it does. There's something to that. My best advice that I could give to any young person getting into any field is write your ideas down that may come to fruition. Don't pressure yourself into making them happen. And keep working and figure things out to a point where, like, for example, if you're doing your thing at age 20 and editing and doing all the fun stuff, you're going to get very good at it the more you do it. So be willing to do it cheaply at first, and in some cases for free, until you become so good at it that you can become a commodity. I work for a local hockey team and a local basketball team, and there are people that work there at those jobs that edit together these nice little videos for social media, and they have some great skills in doing that, and they obtain them by trial and error and learning from other people in the field. I don't have a lot of skill regarding that, but there is a place for people that make videos, especially online videos. In fact, I would say that that is a growing field, the way people consume content these days. And pay attention to the videos that interest you and why they're good, because ultimately you want to impress the consumer. I hope that helps. Some nice comments here. In addition to work 110 hours a week, Bread Bowl Brain Chris says he knows a college professor when he sees one. Thank you. Megan says, plot twist, this is a student. Are you thinking it's like a student of like mine from the college class that I teach? Is that what you're saying? Wow. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know any Daves in the class. The boys are Colin, Matt, George, Peyton, Dominic, JT, Owen, Mitchell, and I'm not sure about the other one. I mean, I know the name, but I don't want to say. Long story. Branjo says, I'd say work on it. Make samples for others, probably pro bono. Keep up to date by watching YouTube videos, etc. 100%. Drop the need. Nick says, drop the need dream and learn to fix cars. Ford CEO says there's 5,000 mechanic positions paying $120,000 a year that they cannot fill. Excellent, excellent thought. Do both. If you love video, but you can't make any money on it right now, why don't you take the thought of doing what I was suggesting, but get a trade, like a skilled trade. Some would call it skilled trades, like what Nick is suggesting. And then you can do both. I love that. I'm a huge fan. Chris in Buffalo calls bunk on the $120,000 a year. He says, I made $40,000 fully Ford certified, LOL. Megan says, I don't know that Ford would pay this, but I know a lot of aftermarket techs that make that much. Well, yeah. The folks at Irvine's. We all know that. Nick says the $120,000 was the claim made in a Forbes article. Well, there's got to be more to it than that. It's probably telephone game. I'm surprised you were able to even read it. What are you doing reading Forbes? Megan says, I realize that. They sure pissed off a lot of their technicians. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, so I hope that helps for Dave. All right. What the hell is going on here? I'm a little bit hamstrung because I can't, like, share video with you. So I'm going over some of the other things that I can talk about. Okay. This one. This is a good one. So the guy who used to be known as the Department of Defense, and now it's the Department of War. You know what I'm talking about? Pete Hegseth. I've got a story about him. But before I get to that, I want to take care of a couple of sponsors. In fact, I've got several that I want to take care of. I want you to go to skydivegrandhaven.com. From there, click at the top of the page where it says Shop Gift Certificates. And then click the button that says $199 Tandem Black Friday. Because when you buy that, you're welcome, Dave, you will then be purchasing, all right, a tandem skydive, and you'll be jumping with me in the summer at the first ever Eric Zane Show podcast, Skydive Grand Haven Air Orgy. That's what I want you to do. It was $299. Now you're going to get it for $199. And the savings ends on Black Friday. It ends at the end of Black Friday. So you have just a couple of days to get this done. So if you've always wanted to jump out of an airplane, please do this. Go to skydivegrandhaven.com, shop gift certificates on the button, $199 Tandem Black Friday. That's the one we're going to do. Buy it, give it to someone as a gift, or keep it for yourself. If you drive a truck with a Duramax engine and or an Allison transmission and the shit hits the fan and you need it repaired, reach out to Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan. They will take care of you on the west side of the state. Merchant-automotive.com. If you're a DIY pro, they sell literally hundreds of kits, aftermarket kits that they manufacture themselves from component parts and create and send off to you to anywhere in the world that you can utilize to do any DIY job on your diesel vehicle with a Duramax engine and or an Allison transmission. Hell, you can get a new motor. You can get a new transmission. Merchant-automotive.com. Rumor is they've got big Black Friday specials. Getting ready to go live, just check them out on social media or go to their website, merchant-automotive.com. Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. If you've got a down tree, it's windy today, you might have a few of those, and or a tree that's unwanted, you want to get rid of it, you want the stump ground up, or you want a tree trimmed, the authority in West Michigan is Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, kuipertreecare.com. 616-828-8225. I get my hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Three locations. Northland Drive, Caledonia, 821 36th Street in Wyoming. Go to kingsroom.net for more information about them. A haircut's going to cost you $21 plus tip. Pete Hegseth has announced that the United States is no longer partnered with Boy Scouts of America. Can anyone think why? But you can't know it. It's the same thing. If you're going to contribute on the chat, you got to be guessing. Why would Pete Hegseth say we are no longer a partner of Boy Scouts of America? Now, the first thing I thought it would have been, it's because of the rape. But no. The rape has been no problem. And I was like, oh, I'm thrown off. And now I did not hear Pete Hegseth say, it's not because of the rape, but he may have said that. I don't know. But all I know is up till today that the United States was proud partners of Boy Scouts of America despite rape. But Pete Hegseth is putting his foot down and says, no, we no longer have anything to do with them. The guesses in the chat are, Black Belt Nick says they support gay boys. Bob says, because they let girls in now. Dave says, touching kids. Young Adam Schwab says, because girls are allowed in. Donko says, allowing girls. So I don't know if that, what all those guesses were, match up to what Pete Hegseth is upset about. But I'll just tell you what he says. He says, even though an enormous percentage of those in military academies are Scouts and Eagle Scouts, that because the Boy Scouts of America have been promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion, his memo, excuse me, first reported by NPR, accuses Scouting America, formerly known as Boy Scouts of America, of attacking boy-friendly spaces and being genderless. The memo has yet to be sent to Congress. Hegseth wrote, the organization, once endorsed by President Theodore Roosevelt, no longer supports the future of American boys. It also says, hang on, I'll get to that. The proposal calls for the Pentagon to pull medical and logistical aid to the National Jamboree, an event where up to 20,000 scouts gather at a remote site in West Virginia about every 4 years. That's where all the rape happens, allegedly. So all of that was fine. It also looks to prohibit scouting troops from meeting at military installations in the U.S. and abroad. The Pentagon said it will not comment on leaked documents that we cannot authenticate, and that may be pre-decisional. That's a great... If you want to sidestep something, you just say that. That's awesome. Hegseth can withhold aid if he determines giving it would be, quote, detrimental to national security. So he is withholding aid because the Boy Scouts of America want to include people under the umbrella of it is detrimental to national security. Can you imagine being such a psychopath that you actually believe that? That seems so counterintuitive and such an insane thing to be hung up on. Scouts, according to Pete, says they have strayed from their mission to, quote, cultivate masculine values. Well, some would argue that they strayed when they were, when the adults were raping the children. He claims it would harm national security to send troops and equipment to Jamboree as it would divert resources from protecting U.S. territory. Boy, that's quite a stretch. In its response, Scouting America appeared to debate the reasoning, noting that, quote, it is and has always been a nonpartisan organization and that its values have not changed. Well, whatever. I mean, we're not that far removed from that massive fucking scandal, so I don't give a shit about scouting anyway. I think there's an alternate group. I think there are alternate groups. Because there was a neighbor on my front porch yesterday, or 2 days ago, and I hear the knock, and I go there, and there's the kid, and he's got his shirt on and his kerchief with the thing, you know, to hold it together around his neck. Looks just like a scout, but he's not a scout. And the nice shirt is pressed and it's tucked into his jeans and he's got his hat on. And I forget what they're called, trail hunters or something like that. It's something with trail. And he seemed like a nice enough kid. And he goes, hey, Mr. Eric, how are you? I go, I'm good. I'm doing good. In fact, it was a kid that I helped mow the lawn. Remember, I'm a mark. okay? They know that I give. So basically, Bob says dirt trail scouts. I don't know if it was, it's kind of like poverty scouts. It's like a poverty version of the Boy Scouts. And so he's trying to raise money. And so he knows that I go big. So I'm the first guy. It's a, there's a, he goes, if you sign this and you can get trail mix. I go, oh, well, yeah, of course I'm going to do this. In fact, I'm going to get them all. And he goes, okay, well, this, and I'm reading. So you get like 1/2 ounce of trail mix. And it's like $5,000. And then you can get that, or you can get the granola fuel, or the nut clusters, or the peanut fritters. And so I basically, you fill out a credit app, and you're $100,000 in debt by the time he walks off the porch. And then in a few weeks, he's going to bring the food over. And then you just, you give it away, you throw it out. That's what you do. It's part of the cost of living in the neighborhood at my place. Yeah, so that's, I guess that's the alternative. And I can appreciate that. If you're a parent, you definitely want to, I wouldn't let my kids alone with any adult if I had young kids right now. Nick says they would have gotten a trespass warning at my door. And that's par for the course right there. Where you live in that hillbilly zone, all of the local scouts, they usually have bandages over their nose and noses and black eyes and maybe an ear ripped off from getting mauled by a dog. It's you take your own life into your hands when you bang on people's doors north of the hard living line. And I can appreciate that. Back to our pal Dave, young Dave, new audience member. He says, thank you for the advice. I'm actually not just an editor. I do a lot of hustles. But I'm more focused on editing for about 7.5 months. So should I keep doing it? Well, anything worth doing is worth doing well. That's what old people say. That's old people advice. So do it well and then market it and then get paid for it. Maybe price it out cheaply to start or free, like one of the audience members suggested. But if that is part of your hustles, just do a great job and sell yourself. And if anybody, while you're doing that, make it seem like, I can't believe you're not paying me for this. This is the best. I'm the best there is. Always have supreme confidence. It goes a long way to selling yourself. Take that advice from me because that's what I do every fucking day. Before we get to the asshole of the day and conclude today's show, remember I'm on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. If you have a suggestion for the asshole of the day, yesterday it was Donut Dan's website. By all means, leave it in the chat. If you get your insurance, excuse me, from healthcare.gov or the marketplace, whatever it's known as, or Obamacare, I would not just let your policy this year from 25 roll into 2026. You have till December 15 to do this. Get an update. A tune-up, if you will, on your policy, or else you might be left holding the bag and paying a lot of money for the policy that you're utilizing right now. I'm talking to you, those who utilize healthcare.gov. Reach out to Frank Fuss. It's free to do this. Stand by. Appointmentwithfrank.com. His services are free. He'll help you every step of the way to make sure that you are signing up for the right type of policy. You might have to adjust your current policy so that you're not caught getting anally boned with your health care costs come the start of the year. Appointmentwithfrank.com. Get a tune-up on your health care today. He's also a Medicare expert and can help you with life insurance, rumored, I don't know if that's true anymore, and your retirement planning. Finally today, TC Paintball. My gosh, is this fun. Book an event at TC Paintball in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Your crew that you hang out with, your buddies, maybe a bachelor party, maybe the neighborhood kids, maybe the area dads get together. Workplace team building. You can have it all at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Man Bun Chris says, new guy Dave should join me on the live Zoom on the Ben and Eric show tonight. Yeah, Dave. So if you go to patreon.com and sign up for free, then when my Zoom starts at 7 p.m. Eastern time, click on that and we will get eyes on your young ass. And we will talk to you and welcome you into the group. That would be a crash course to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Concerning Pete Hegseth, Dave in Hudsonville says, what the hell is a boy-friendly space? All that that was is because, you know, people who are transgender struggle with their identity. There's kind of a bullseye on them, as you know. And when Pete Hegseth does those things, it makes the base of Hilljacks who hate our people who aren't sure about their identities in terms of their gender. It makes those Hilljacks feel good because they don't like those people. I'm not talking about you. But there are enough people in this country who deny that or defy that, that it's good for the business of Pete Hegseth to say some crazy bullshit like that. Murder lover Linda quotes a quote that I just said. Quote, we will get eyes on your young ass. Signed, Eric Zane. Yikes. Yeah, that sounds bad. I wish I hadn't said it. That just goes to show you that everything I say on here is scrutinized, as it should be. I really sounded like a pervert there. Dave says, for starters, I also don't like those people. Which people? To what are you referring to? Are you referring to people who don't like people who are struggling with their gender, or you don't like people who are struggling with their gender? Choose wisely. Linda says that when I said, we will get eyes on your young ass, she wrote, I was working and my head snapped around, LOL. Donko, that would be Don O, says, I think transgender people should be able to make a fire with two sticks. Dave is not a fan of people who change their genders. And he refers to them as crazy and mentally ill. Yeah, that's not going to score you a lot of points around here. My son-in-law was born a girl and is now a boy. Anyway, welcome, I guess. The asshole of the day is Pete Hegseth. Thank you for being part of this show. You guys are awesome, and I appreciate you so much. If I don't catch you on the Patreon, have a great rest of your day. Till next time, folks, have a good one, and bye-bye.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.